So now let's define tradition. From Webster's 1828 dictionary, one, delivery, the act of delivering into the hands of another. Two, the delivery of opinions, doctrines, practices, rites, and customs from father to son or from ancestors to posterity. Three, that which is handed down from age to age by oral communication. Tradition can be both good or bad, true or false, truth or error, depending on what it is that is being handed down. If that which is being delivered is the word of God, then it is good, because it is truth. But if it is not the word of God, it can be bad or false or error. And in such a case, can often end up opposing the word of God. Now, I'm not picking on Catholics here. I'm just mentioning them because I know a little bit about them. I had my daughter in Catholic school for 5 years, and it was a great place for her. They honor God. But I did learn a couple interesting things about Catholics. And again, like I said, I'm not bagging on Catholics here. I'm just telling you what I learned. The Catholic Church holds that tradition is equal to Scripture. That is church tradition. It carries, in their view, the same weight of authority as Scripture does. Does everybody understand what I mean? Okay. Now, that doesn't mean they're not Christians. It doesn't mean that they don't believe God, and I know I'm going to see a lot of them up in heaven with me. Okay? But that's not what the Bible teaches. Tradition, like I said, can be good if what's being handed down is the truth, the Word of God. So in areas where the Catholic Church, where their tradition lines up with Word of God, that's a good thing. But there may be areas where their tradition does not line up with the Word of God, and that's a bad thing. Everybody understand what I'm saying? Okay. Now, I'm not going to pick and choose what those areas are. Like I said, I love the Catholics. They're great people, and thank God for them. But that doesn't mean they have a corner on the truth. All of us are going to get our doctrine straightened out when we get up into heaven. Okay. Now, there's a story in the Bible that talks about Jewish tradition. Now, I don't know a whole lot about Jewish tradition other than what I've learned from the Bible, but I do know this particular story. It's found in Matthew chapter 15. And it reads like this. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said unto them, Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, It is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Now, obviously, they had a tradition that was causing them to transgress the commandment of God. All right? And Jesus said, Thus have you made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. That's Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 9. Paul describes this kind of tradition as a vain conversation. 1 Peter 1:18 says, For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. Now the word vain conversation is simply an old English way of saying useless lifestyle, or a way of living that has no profit. Okay? We, the church, are warned of this in Scripture. Paul says in Colossians, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." Okay, so we see from that, from those two examples, the example of the Catholic Church and the example that Jesus gave here, that tradition can be bad if it causes, if it contravenes or contradicts the Word of God. But there's also examples of good tradition in the Bible. In 2 Thessalonians, Paul says, "Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle." And in 2 Thessalonians 3:6, Paul says, "Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us." So there's two examples that Paul gives where he has established tradition, both through the words that he spoke and through the epistles or the letters that he wrote. And we all know that Paul ended up writing about a third of the New Testament. So that tradition that he was talking about is the Word of God, or became the Word of God. So that's it on truth and tradition. Now we're going to get into the lesson here. Is everybody still awake? Okay, so we are going to talk about authority in the earth, the truth about authority in the earth, where it comes from, who has it, who it was given to, and where it ended up, and how Christ got it back.